ironically enough, like, you know, is like Jonathan wrote that song with Eric and Travis Meadows, but like
in Boone.
Yeah, yeah, but you didn't send me that song. It was no, you didn't. It was like Arturo Buenahara sent me that song. Like, he got my email somehow. And like, was just like, hey man, I've never sent you anything and wouldn't ever send you anything, but I know you're buddies with Jonathan. Because you weren't even producing me at that time.
Probably not, no.
And he sent it to me. It was like, hey man, I would never spam you with stuff. He's like, I just really love this song. And that was when Eric was writing the Heart and Soul record.
Yeah. I couldn't believe he didn't cut it. And I was shocked.
But I think it was
Eric's idea.
Yeah, but I think Arturo was like kind of shocked that it didn't make the record either. And I mean, you know, what a great publisher of him to like send that fucking song to me. And I loved it. And I was like, well, you know, Jonathan's on it. And I've been a huge Travis Meadows fan forever. Me and Rob have been huge fans of his for a long time. And so I obviously would have loved the tune whoever wrote it. But it was like it already had the story because, you know, I love Church so much, and you know, me and Jonathan have been buddies for a long time now, and I love Travis Meadows, and I just, the song was just so great. And then I was so adamant about that drum part. You remember how annoying I was about that drum part? I don't even know what to, you would even call that drum
the
part.
The end. Was it the end?
Yeah.
It had kind of a double time with the backbeat in it.
Almost like a marching band kind of drum thing going on in there.
So the two parts went together. So we... You were like, it's got to be this way. And we're like, okay, well, what if we put the other drums in and then put that one in there? Will that slide by? And we're just like, print it, send it to you. It's like, I love it. We're like, whew, there you go.
Yeah, thank God.
Got it. Got it.